You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The equity benchmarks closing flat but with a positive bias, bucking the trend seen in global markets on account of trade war concerns that have raised their heads again. Welcome to the evening walk down Dalal Street on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
Nifty did manage to buck the global trend and close in the positive, though just about there. And the negative sentiment that we saw in the markets across the globe today was an account of trade war concerns between the US and China, with the US deciding to impose another $200 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese imports. So the Asian markets closed sharply lower, and China was down 1.78% at close. The Nikkei 225 down 1.1%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng closed down 1.29%, and Kospi in South Korea was down 0.59% at close. The European indices were also trading lower at the time of bringing you this podcast on the back of the same concerns. The Pan-European Stock 600 is down a little over 1%. France's CAC is down 1.09%. DAX in Germany is down 1.1%. And London's FTSE is also down a little over 1%. Now, even though the Indian markets did manage to buck this trend, the benchmark indices closed near their respective intraday low levels, with investors preferring to book profits at higher levels. Nifty closed flat, but with a positive bias, below its crucial resistance level of 10,950. It closed at 10,948. And the Sensex, which rose over 100 points in intraday trade, paired most of those gains and closed just 26 points higher at 36,265. The index also managed to breach its all-time closing high on an intraday basis, but failed to sustain it. The broader markets underperformed, with the BSE mid-cap and small-cap closing lower by 0.7% and 0.3% respectively. And in sectors, you had the IT index emerging as the top performer of the day, up 2.4%, led by a sharp up-move in the share price of TCS, post an impressive Q1 FY19 result. Realty and FMCGS sectors also outperformed, but the rest of the indices witnessed some profit-taking, with metals being the top loser, down 3.1% on the back of these trade war fears, and also base metal prices falling in the international markets. Additionally, you also had auto, consumer durables and capital goods that were among the sectoral losers. Now, according to Jayant Manglik, President Religare Broking, who spoke to Money Control, and we quote him, after a smart up move, some consolidation cannot be ruled out in the coming sessions. Clear domestic macro events like May IIP, June CPI inflation data and corporate earnings season will provide further direction to the markets in the near term. Stock and sector-specific volatility will remain high. The progress of monsoon, movement of crude oil prices and global developments will continue to be monitored by the market participants. The rising trade tensions between U.S. and China could induce high volatility across the indices globally. Traders should avoid risky leverage positions. And these were the words of Jayant Manglik. Now, since I mentioned volatility, India VIX was up 3.1% at 12.78 today. To come back to the Sensex gainers of the day, TCS, like I'd mentioned earlier, market cap crossed 7.5 lakh crore rupees today. Bajaj Auto was another gainer, Hindustan Unilever, Infosys, Reliance Industries Limited, Axis Bank and Adani Ports. Top Sensex losers included names like Coal India, Vedanta, Tata Motors, Tata Steel, State Bank of India and ICICI Bank. Now, moving on to give you an update on the stocks that made the headlines, to come back then to TCS, share price of Tata Consultancy Services rallied 5.47% to end at a record closing high of 1,979 rupees as the company kicked off its June quarter earnings season on a strong note, with profit growing about 6.3% and revenue 6.8% sequentially, backed by recovery in the banking vertical and also on account of momentum in industry verticals. Then you had IDBI Bank share price rallying 7% after media reports suggested that there could be an open offer from the country's largest insurance company, that's LIC. The rally was in addition to more than the 10% upside that we saw in the previous two sessions, taking the total of this week's gains to more than 21%. The insurance behemoth will make an open offer to minority shareholders of IDBI Bank, in which it will propose to acquire up to 51% equity, according to PTI. Now, V2 retail share price also rallied 2% after ace investor Ashish Kacholia picked up a person's stake in the company. His name is reflected under the public shareholders list in the company's latest shareholding pattern that was published on the exchanges. Then you had shares of Gammon Infrastructure Projects that were locked in a 5% lower circuit on account of termination of their contract with APRDC. The company's unlisted subsidiary, that's Rajahmundry Godavari Bridge, has terminated the concession agreement with the Andhra Pradesh Road Development Corporation, that's APRDC for you, for the project of a bridge across the Godavari River. Then finally, shares of ASM Technologies gained about 4.3% as the company signed an agreement for investment in RV firms. The company has signed the LLT agreement and related documents pertaining to the investment of 70% in RV Forms and Gears LLP, which is a Chennai-based firm. So those were the stocks that made the headlines. And that's all from us on this podcast. That's The Evening Walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. Have a great evening.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.